At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Silly listeners, welcome to the podcast that takes the silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. But guess what? Today ain't Friday, y'all. Today is Thursday, so you know what that means. It means I got a little something extra for you. You feel me? We got ourselves a little mini-sode today, as you guys have been used to for the past month or so, where I drop a little something before the full episode, which is every Friday. So today, your audible boo thing has a fun game to share with you. I had DJ Hey Cousin play Fact or Fiction. So feel free to play along and test your celebrity knowledge. Okay, if you know a lot, congratulations. If you don't know a lot, also congratulations. So this is going to be a good time. So thank you so much for listening and hanging out with me a day earlier. So let's go ahead and have some fun. To support this podcast, do me a favor and subscribe, rate, and review. And if you're listening on Spotify, be sure to leave a comment directly under the episode that you're listening to, because that is something that you can now do while listening to podcasts on Spotify. As long as that podcaster has decided to go ahead and allow comments to happen, you can do it. So without further ado, let's play Fact or Fiction right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So we hear a lot of things about celebrities, but what is real? What is fact? What is fiction? So I have a little game that I want to play with you. All right. So what I'm going to do is I am going to share a fact and or fiction with you. It depends on what it is. I don't know. And you have to guess whether this fact or fiction item or information I'm sharing with you is real or not. So you have to guess true or false, pretty much.
All right, let's do it.
In fact or fiction, you have to say that.
Yeah, well, as someone who does study celebrities and their ongoings for the sake of psychological purposes, because unfortunately from a human nature standpoint or sociology standpoint, what they do trickles down onto us. So we do tend to mimic their doings because in our minds we believe it's socially acceptable, but that's a whole different thing. Go ahead. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I don't know what the fuck that has to
do. I know that was weird, but go ahead.
Probably gonna cut half of that out.
Shut up. All right, go ahead.
DJ Hey Cousin, are you ready to play Fact or Fiction?
Oh, this is nice. Okay, all right.
Yeah, we brought in like a spinning wheel.
Yeah, this is cool.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Hey. This is a cool audience. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Why don't you tell us, where are you from, DJ Hey Cousin?
I'm from Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, never heard of it. Okay. So moving on. Let's go ahead and get to this game. Fact or fiction? Joking, I've heard of Columbus, Georgia. I know where that is.
Oh, nice. Thanks. I feel recognized.
Fact or fiction, DJ Hey Cousin, Emma Stone's first job was baking dog treats at a dog bakery. Fact or fiction?
That will be a fact, Jim.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You are correct.
Yes.
That is a fact. Emma Stone's first job was baking dog treats at a dog bakery. Mm-hmm. Who knew that? Mm-hmm. I guess you did.
Yes.
Moving on. Next question. Zendaya's name is based on a word that means to give thanks. Fact or fiction?
That is also fact.
Fact is what you're saying.
Yes.
You are correct. You know a lot about women.
It helps.
Okay. Christina Aguilera got her start as a child star with Nickelodeon. Fact or fiction?
That would be fiction.
Fiction. Okay. Well, unfortunately, your answer is correct. In fact, Christina Aguilera got her start with Disney. Yeah,
they tried to get you with that one. They tried to get you. Like, I think if she wasn't on Alex Mack, get the fuck out of here. What are you talking about?
The next one here. Selena Gomez dated Pete Davidson. Fact or fiction?
Dang it. Wait, this okay, hold on. Wait. I'm actually a little stumped. I forgot if she is on the list of Pete Davidson's.
I mean, he does have an extensive list. That's not on you. Yeah. He does have quite a list there.
No, I don't think she's on that list. No.
Are you sure? That's your final answer.
That's my final answer. Yeah.
All right. Show me, was Selena Gomez with Pete Davidson? Fiction!
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, Selena Gomez never dated Pete Davidson. One of the few. One of the few.
Yeah.
Let's go into question number 5. Tim Allen was arrested for possession of cocaine and did some jail time. Fact or fiction?
I want to say that's true. Now, this is a weird time. You know, I'm going with true. I'm going with true on that one with Tim Allen.
Okay. Final answer.
I feel like I'm wrong, but let's just go ahead anyway. Let's just do it anyway.
Which one?
Yeah, let's go with true. Let's go with true.
Fact or fiction?
Fact.
All righty. The answer is fact.
Ding, 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 ding.
The answer is fact. Okay. Let's go on to the next one here.
All right.
Ryan Gosling could have been in the NSYNC boy band. Fact or fiction?
This might be too deep of a cut. Oh man. You know what? Let's just go with fiction. That sounds a little too good to be true. Let's go with fiction.
Okay. The answer is fiction. It was actually the Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
It was the Backstreet Boys.
Wow, I didn't know that one, actually.
You just took a guess on that one. All right, we have a few more questions here, Wes. Okay. Ready, DJ Hiccup?
I'm ready.
Rob Lowe is permanently deaf in one of his ears. Fact or fiction?
That would be a fact, Jim.
Do you know which ear? Extra point?
Right ear.
The answer is fiction. No, it's facts. It is the right ear. Yeah, due to a bout of mumps as a child.
Mm-hmm.
I think. At least at some point in his life.
Yeah.
Who knew? He's a handsome man.
Right? I didn't learn that until later in his life.
Beautiful people is always something.
It's always something. I do believe that Beyonce feet stink.
They probably do.
It has to be something.
By the way, Beehive, email DJ Hey Cousin at djheycousin@gmail. Mm-hmm. shutyourfuckinmouth.com.
Yep. I want this. I want the honey. Give me the honey.
All right. Here's the next one. We have 4 more. Snoop Dogg and Monica are first cousins. Fact or fiction?
That is fiction. You said Monica, right?
Snoop Dogg and Monica are first cousins.
That's fiction. That's fiction.
Show me fiction. Fiction.
Ding, 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 ding.
He's actually first cousins with Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know your celebrities, you little stalker.
They tried to get you on that one, right?
Yeah, they did. They did. They tried that. I don't know who did that. Wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. I would never.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, never, never.
Ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Taylor Swift
has
a framed picture of Kanye interrupting her during the 2009 VMAs in her living room. And it's captioned, "Life is full of little interruptions." Fact or fiction?
I don't know. This is also a guess for me.
This depends on how petty you think Taylor Swift is.
Exactly. Like, what do I, how much, well, what do you, what think do I about know her? About Taylor Swift right now? Like, what do I know about
her? I mean, I know ain't nothing gonna get that queen down. I know that.
You know what I mean? Let's go with fiction. Let's go with fiction. I might be wrong, but let's go with fiction.
Show me fiction. Fact. Fact. She actually does have a photo of that framed in her living room.
Oh, wow.
And it is captioned, "Life is full of little interruptions."
Wow.
And honestly, I don't know, because I don't know Taylor Swift lore. That might be a name of a song, too. I don't fucking know.
It might be. I wouldn't be surprised. She'd be like, called Interruptions or something.
Sunshine deserts or life on titties. I don't know. All right. Yeah, can you imagine Taylor Swift having titties in a title? Oh, I would love that. I hope she gets edgy real soon.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
Like, really edgy.
Well, that was what her Bad Blood phase was, right?
Yeah, Bad Blood. That wasn't edgy enough.
Yeah, we need something edgier. That was
like pop star edgy. I want like...
Oh, well, look what you made me do. Is that what it's called?
Look
what you made me do. What was it?
I don't know Taylor Swift stuff. I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought that was also part of her Bad Era.
It might have been. I don't fucking know. Oh, that's right. She has eras. I forgot.
Yeah.
We need to get Abby.
I know enough.
We got to get Abby on the phone. This bitch knows all the Taylor Swift shit.
Yeah, she knows all the lore. I'm pretty sure.
One of these days we'll bring Abby on here and she just like explains Taylor Swift lore.
And yeah, like it's a comic book. Like, yeah. Like she's a fucking
well, it
fictional
all
character.
When she was bitten by a spider.
Yeah.
And then that spider had already bitten a guitar. So... it also bit a microphone. It was crazy. And it bit the neck of an angel. So now she sings angelically. I don't know. I'm just making sure.
I'd read that shit.
Are you ready for the next two? Last two questions.
Last two. All right, let's do it.
Justin Timberlake's mom became Ryan Gosling's legal guardian when they were 12. Fact or fiction?
That is fact.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Show me fact. Fact.
Ding, 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 ding.
So Ryan Gosling's mother had to stay in Canada while he filmed the Mickey Mouse Club. So Justin's mother became his legal guardian, and the pair lived together for 6 months.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why do you know that?
Because Hollywood is a lot smaller than we realize, and I'm trying to figure out why.
All right, next and last question. Eartha Kitt
Ooh.
Had a threesome with James Dean and Paul Newman. Fact or fiction?
I'm not sure about this, but I want it to be true. Fact.
Show me that nasty fact.
Yep.
Fact.
Hey!
Yeah, she talked about it, apparently. Awesome. So. Looks like Wesley, a.k.a. DJ Hey Cousin, you are now the brand new winner of nothing.
Awesome. I've always wanted one of these. Oh, man.
Thank you so much for playing Fact or Fiction.
It comes in black and everything. Oh, cool.
It does. Now, if you also, we have nothing in blue.
Oh, you know what? Ooh. Can I see the blue?
No, just pick.
Okay, I'll choose the black one. I'll keep the black one.
Thank you so much for playing and listening to Fact or Fiction. Politics. We love it. You love it. Let's talk about it, but not in the way that you're used to. Coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Turns out DJ Hey Cousin knows a lot about celebrities. I mean, it's almost kind of creepy when you think about it. And I feel also kind of guilty how excited and happy that I was that he missed at least one. The moment he missed one, I was like, yeah, suck it. So I need to work on myself, clearly. Subscribe to this podcast and download your favorite episodes and share with a friend. Because I would love that. I would love it. And even more so, love it if you left some positive reviews and ratings on this podcast and your favorite podcast platform, especially Apple Podcasts and Spotify. The more, the merrier. Apparently, they are the podcast gods. And I cannot grow without you guys. I could definitely use the support. Be sure to check out these show notes for some bonus information, like my social media. I've included my link tree which has the links to all my most used social media platforms, as well as my P.O. box. And you can also find DJ Hey Cousins information down below in the show notes as well. Once again, I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Social anxiety is basically conspiracy theories about yourself. Just a random thought that attacked my brain at night. Sometimes before I go to sleep, these thoughts just happen. Anyways, stay positive out there. Until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners, which I hope is tomorrow for the full episode. So hope to see you there. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Próxima! Like, actually, mañana. I'll see you next tomorrow.